The Lord bless you, precious heart dwellers. Well, I feel like I owe you a bit of an explanation so you'll understand why we've had some delays in getting messages out. First of all, the Lord has changed gears and has moved me into music. And I know you're not seeing the fruit of that yet, but just like I worked on the portrait day and night, I'm working on the music day and night as well. And we're making progress. And I'm hoping that on the way through this journey that you'll get a glimpse into the way that he encourages me and upholds me. And even though your particular discipline may not be music, at least it'll give you an idea of how he comforts us and strengthens us. And you won't have fears to approach him. And you know that whenever he guides us, he provides the grace that we need to be able to do it. And I'm sure that one of the reasons why he hasn't given me something else to do, like photography, is my pride, because that would be a snap for me. It would be so easy. And besides, then I get my professional head on, and I'm absolutely obnoxious to deal with. I even reek to myself, you know, that pride thing and that directive thing. So that's probably why you had me hang up my cameras. But I guess my real vocation has been as a musician, and he saved it until what? Here I am in my 70s, and he's starting out now more seriously than we did at 58, which is when he first brought the gift to mind. So I'm having some mountains to climb. Fear is one, fear of failure, and I just can't afford to fail. I just can't afford to give up, because I've committed to the Lord and I've committed to you, and we have to do this. I have to do this. So there's a bit of urgency behind it, but I want you to know that I'm sorry the messages aren't quite as frequent because I'm working so hard on the music. Okay, well, that said, I've been getting letters with some questions, and I wanted to share them with you. A gentleman by the name of Larry has written to me and asked me for questions, and I'm not going to go into the meat of the questions, but I'll just touch on them lightly. He says here in the letter entitled The Rapture, What Will You Experience? I would like to ask you if the contents of it is in reference to you, being Claire, your bride, or does the you also apply to the heart dwellers? Yes, what you will experience in the rapture, absolutely, it has to do with all heart dwellers. It has to do with everyone who's going to be raptured. Okay, if this is so, would their training for their return to earth be like the training you received during the missing years? Here he's speaking to Jesus. No, this won't be training on earth. This will be training in heaven. The Lord has already explained that to me very carefully. We'll be learning and learning and learning. And, you know, when you're in heaven, you already know everything. But there is still a learning curve somehow. And I think it's probably what we're going to need to be able to teach others and how to handle them tenderly and not bruise any. But I'm sure the Lord is going to make all that clear when he takes us to heaven with him. From reading what would take place upon their return to earth, it would seem that they would be returning to a world that has not experienced the chaos of the Great Tribulation, in which physical survival is the only game in town, so to speak. For in order to bring all men to the knowledge of God, they would need to be in a state of consciousness that would enable them to receive this knowledge. I would think that this would be impossible if their consciousness is totally focused upon the survival on the physical plane alone and the chaos and the other aspects that the Great Tribulation would bring. Well, first of all, there are no atheists in the foxhole, and there are going to be a lot of foxholes, and people are going to be reaching outside of themselves for answers, and anyone that has an answer, anyone that's stable, anyone who has open arms and is caring, that's not involved with the New World Order, those people are going to reach out for Christ and they're going to receive him. And they're going to be taught. So when they come back to earth, the world is going to be hungry for the light because of the great darkness, the great travail that the earth has been going through. People are going to be hungry for peace and they're going to be hungry for the light. And when the Lord comes to reign, he's going to institute his government all over the world, and justice will finally be done. Fruit trees will blossom and bear fruit. Children will get the training they need. Adults will be taught the things they need. Justice will be everywhere. Justice and peace will meet and kiss when the Lord comes to reign on this earth, and people will be ready for that. Absolutely. No atheists in the foxholes. Okay, one more question here. Has the election of Donald Trump affected the end times timeline? Absolutely. It has absolutely affected it. And the Lord told us that back in June when he postponed the events that are going to lead up to the rapture. He told us if we interceded, prayed, and offered sacrifices like never before, that we would have another chance and we'll have another 3 years. And after that, we don't know what's going to happen. So yes, the election of Donald Trump absolutely was God forestalling the worst part of a tribulation to start. He's asking, he's saying, I can't see how President Trump would allow the mark of the beast to take place under his watch. Absolutely not. He's all against all of that, all of it, as well as the prophecy about Miami being nuked by Russia, of whom the Spirit of God has conveyed that he will use Russia and the United States to take on ISIS as a way to mend the ties between Russia and the United States. That's through Mark Taylor. Well, I'm not familiar with Mr. Taylor, but I certainly agree with that. In fact, I already see that Putin and Trump are in cahoots, so to speak, in a good way. They both want peace, and they both don't want the New World Order. At least that's what's being projected on the surface, and their actions are very much consistent with that. So they have a mutual desire for peace. And the New World Order is the one who's behind the bombing of America, the destruction of America. And that was given to me many years ago, but it's coming out of Brussels. I saw the Statue of Liberty in Brussels, but I saw missiles being shot out of Brussels. So that's symbolic for the New World Order is going to be the source of that chaos. In closing, I do not fully understand why a sign for the rapture has to be one of calamity. Well, because of Matthew 25, because of what is written in Matthew 24 and Matthew 25 about the end times and how the rapture will happen after a time of unprecedented suffering, and I believe that will be nuclear world war, and that when that war is over, that will be the time of the removal of the church, because as the world is rebuilding, the New World Order is going to reorder everything according to their agenda. So I'm saying that this needs to happen first because it's written in Matthew 24, and also this is the word that the Lord has given me about it, that this will happen, and after that there will be the rapture. Okay, so I hope that answers your questions, Larry. Now let's see what we have here. Dear Claire, I struggled with the word that in heaven there is an outer part, that souls that were saved yet had no fruit were cast out to. Where in the Bible is this? And can souls eventually abide with the rest of God's people in heaven? Well, heaven is one giant gargantuan place. It's just immense, with many, many different realities and planes, and God the Father being the very center and the very light of all of them. And in the scripture, it's written, some will be saved. Not all will be saved, but some will be saved as if going through a fire. and they'll be stripped of things. And the Lord talks quite a bit about the rewards of the servants that were faithful and the chastisement of the servants that weren't faithful. And heaven is a place of complete happiness and joy, but it's also a place of order. Well, here I'd like to refer you to Jesse Duplantis, who was actually physically taken to heaven just before he was to preach. And when he walked into the church, a complete hush fell on the church because he was glowing. And he was actually bodily taken to heaven. And he encountered people in heaven who were living in the outer darkness. And the outer darkness was not as bad as it sounds. It was just further away from the throne. And they had to go through that place of the outer darkness. They had to come through it. And the implication was that they were healed from the fruit and the leaves of the trees, the river of life, and that it was a gradual process of being healed and brought into full communion with the rest of heaven. So that's partially where I got this understanding, was from Jesse Duplantis. And the other part of it is that I'm fully aware from my time in heaven that there are concentric circles and that the brides will be the first circle around the throne of the Father. And then from that point on, according to rank, even as the Lord said, some who have been given 5 talents will bring forth 10, some who have been given 2 will bring forth 4. The reward is commensurate. Even the Lord says, I will reward you according to your works, according to what you've done. Salvation doesn't come by works, but the awards come by works. And according to how you used every gift that was given to you on earth, that's how the rewards will be passed out. And part of the reward is being closer to the throne. That's the best I can tell you right now. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. That's Revelation 22:12, the King James Version. And another version, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done. So it would make sense to me that those who have done nothing would be further away from the throne of God than those, their entire lives, given their entire lives over to serving the Lord. That just is sensible to me. And that would be the inference from coming from Revelation 12.